bugs of various shapes and sizes are part of life in Alaska, and it can be easy for them to escape notice. KTNA's Philip Manning recently spoke with an entomology expert about some recent trends in Alaskan arthropods.
Anecdotally, this year seems light on one of Alaska's most prolific insects, the mosquito. Despite the fact that Alaska is home to nearly 40 species of the insect, there just don't seem to be as many around as in some years. To find out more, I spoke with Derek Sykes, Associate Professor of Entomology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and Insect Curator at the Museum of the North. He says populations of various types of bugs can vary widely from year to year.
The population cycles of some insects are really dramatic in Alaska. We sometimes get years with very little of seeing certain species and then huge outbreaks.
While the specific causes for each boom or bust of bugs aren't often known, Derek Sykes says there are some general rules.
When it's a wet spring and it's lots of rain during the summer, you expect to have a lot more mosquitoes because they're aquatic insects. They need standing water for their larvae to develop. Conversely, a dry summer is usually very good for yellow jackets.
This year's a little odd, says Sykes, since both mosquito and yellow jacket populations seem to be low. One type of insect that does not seem to have population issues this year is Alaska's 20-plus native species of bumblebee. Derek Sykes says that sets Alaska apart from much of the lower 48.
Research found that bumblebees are moving northward on the southern parts of their range, but they're not moving northward on the northern parts of their range. So their range is just shrinking.
One type of bug whose increased presence is more concerning is ticks. Derek Sykes says Alaska's home to 7 native tick species, though most people are unlikely to encounter them.
We've always had ticks. They've been on the snowshoe hares and on the seabirds and some other wildlife. But those native ticks almost never interact with people and our pets.
The potential problem is with ticks not native to Alaska that can and do feed on dogs and humans. Derek Sykes says recent research has shown that there are American dog ticks present in Alaska. While that's not unusual for animals who have been outside of the state, he says it's concerning that some animals who have not left the area have become hosts to the invasive ticks.
What that means is we have evidence of ticks on dogs that have no travel history, meaning these ticks got onto the dog from Alaskan vegetation, and they were probably breeding in Alaska and are establishing.
Derek Sykes advises that anyone traveling outside of Alaska with pets take precaution to prevent bringing ticks back home. In addition, he says it may become necessary in the future for Alaskan pet owners to take preventative measures for the parasites, even for pets who will never leave the state. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.